In the Texas State Senate yesterday, a Republican bill that would give doctors, lawyers, anyone with a state license, the right to claim religious beliefs and deny services to others was voted through to the full Senate. The Texas ACLU says if the bill becomes law, it could mean discrimination against members of the LGBTQ community. Bud Kennedy is a columnist for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram in Fort Worth. And Bud, this passed the Senate committee, a vote of 7-1, now on to the Senate. I can hear people saying, what if there's only one doctor in the ER and they refuse to treat you? But you say there are caveats to this bill.
Well, there are some allowances. The doctors do have to help you if no one else is available. They can't completely deny services. But if there are other services available, then a doctor or a lawyer or a realtor is allowed to say, this is my religious choice. I don't want to treat you or serve you. This is my religious freedom.
And why do supporters of the bill say it's necessary?
Well, supporters of the bill say that you should not be denied your license. You shouldn't have your license taken away for refusing to serve someone because of what you believe. This is one of the bills that resulted from the legalization of gay marriage. And this is one of about 15 bills, really, that are pushbacks to emphasize religious freedom. And they're presented as Christian freedom bills.
Well, what about federal laws that prohibit certain kinds of discrimination, such as, refusing to serve someone based on a person's race or national origin?
There are federal laws that cover some but not all, and in particular the LGBT protections. There are no LGBT protections in Texas statewide. There are some in certain cities, and the legislature also has another bill that would overturn those protections in cities.
Yeah. So what are opponents saying?
The ACLU and the opponents of the bill say that everyone should be free to have service. Advocates of the bill, including one of the Democrats, voted for it, bring up the old cake baking. They say, should a baker be required to bake a cake? Yeah. And should that stretch over into license? Should a plumber be required to fix a toilet for a couple if he doesn't approve of their religious lifestyle?
Yeah, well, and as we know, the Supreme Court ruled narrowly in favor of the baker in Colorado who did not want to bake a cake for a same-sex couple and cited his religious beliefs. But there have been a lot of questions about, as you say, how wide that extends. And now with this Texas bill, really how wide that refusal extends. What is the sense of whether it will pass?
This is one of the bills that comes up now. The Texas legislature works on money and school funding and budget for the first few months. And then right on time, April 1st, is when social conservative bills start appearing. They fight out the social conservative issues the last 2 months of the session, right up until the session ends, mercifully, on Memorial Day.
And they are not fooling, though it started on April 1st. Serious business here. And in fact, in recent years, we understand adoption agencies were given the same right to turn away prospective parents.
It's called the Texas Professional Protection Act in this case. The belief is, and the way it's presented, is that no one should lose their license because of their religious beliefs.
Yeah. Bud Kennedy, columnist for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram there in Fort Worth. Bud, we'll follow this with you. Thank you.
Thank you.